Our understanding as a congregation that we are building a home where all belong comes out of Ephesians, a beautiful scripture that you'll hear a little bit later in the sermon. And as we reflect on this idea of building a home where all belong, I've had a few questions I've asked of folks, and I invited a few people to sit with us and share their responses in worship. So Molly, thank you for being willing.
Thank you.
I appreciate that you're here. This is Molly Pfeiffer, and I asked a few simple questions of her this week for her to think about. And I want you to, if you would be willing, just take a minute and share with us some of your thoughts. The beginning question was, what does a home where all belong mean to you?
So when I began searching for a new church, one of the most important things for me was finding a church that welcomed those who felt alienated from organized religion in celebrating their love of Jesus. It's important to me to demonstrate love for others and acceptance of people for whom they are. And one of the things I loved about this church is that I identify it as a church based in social justice, and that is exactly what I was looking for. So I felt very welcome here. It felt like a perfect fit, and I loved hearing about the things our church does to reach out to others in our congregation, but also in the community, to invite them to be part of this amazing group of people.
Now, I know the next question gets a little bit into some more emotional territory.
Mm-hmm.
So take a breath if you need.
Mm-hmm.
How might this home where all belong have cared for you or upheld you in times that have been difficult?
Okay. Shoot. Sorry. I cry really easily. So I've been part of this church, raising my children in this church for about 4.5 years. And this past couple years has been really hard. My dad was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease and dementia. And he went through some very significant surgeries and efforts to help, hopefully, heal him. And they were not successful. And so my dad passed away very young at 70. This past summer, and the church was with me during our sad journey as my family watched him decline. And people from this church came to my dad's service, which was amazingly supporting for me. And 3 months after that, my grandmother, with whom I was very close, my dad's mother, also died. So it's been a tough few months here. But I've always felt safe to let others know my struggles. And also myself, when I went through some personal things like surgeries and things like that, completely unexpected to me, people reached out by phone, by text, by old-fashioned letter, and I cannot explain how much that meant to me. So I'm just so grateful, knowing, I have no question in my mind, that if I need support in any way from this congregation, I will readily find it. And meeting with you, also.
And when you think about a home where all belong, why do you want others to be able to experience it?
So this church has brought so much joy to my life. I was raised in a different religion, and through that religion, I did learn the love of Jesus, which is incredibly important, very important for me to share with my children. But I never felt so excited to come to church, because it's a place for me where I feel happy. And never before did I actually feel happy being in church. And I love participating in the small groups here. I feel like church is present in my life on nearly a daily basis, because I occasionally am here Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And otherwise, when I say prayers at night, it just so easily pops into my head how grateful I am for this congregation, for you, Pastor Brad, for Ashley, and all my friends here, and friends I hope to make here. So I'm just so thankful to be in a place that celebrates Jesus' love for us, God's love for us, that he is a welcoming God, that he has expectations for us, but that when we stumble, he's there to guide us back onto the path that he would have us walk, rather than being a God that points fingers and is looking to punish you for not fitting in the box, a box that he supposedly may have set forth for us.
Thank you for taking a minute to share with us and sitting up front to answer very personal questions.
Yes.
I give thanks for that and for your story very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
As I spent time this week reflecting on the conversation I'd had with Molly about what this place means for her, there was a line from our Building a Home Where All Belong scripture that just kept echoing in my mind, and it was this: you belong here with as much right to the name Christian as anyone. It's a line from our scripture in Ephesians that just I kept hearing every time Molly would share with me these answers to these three questions. The what does a home where all belong mean to you? How has a home where all belong cared for or impacted your life? And why do you want others to experience a home where all belong? Molly, I'm very grateful for your willingness to share your answers with all of us. Because there's something important for each of us to not only think of our own answers to these questions, but to realize that others have their answers as well. There's something so important about considering the answers of those around us, because these questions invite us to think beyond ourselves. I will tell you, there is a very good chance you are a part of someone else's answer. The prayers they received, the care, the smile, the presence, the ministry that was enabled to be present when it was needed. I appreciate the way Molly named so clearly that the church is my community. That's what a home where all belong is. You know, when you hear someone say, name a prayer request, and you catch them before they leave church to say, I am going to pray for you, you've just made this a home where all belong. When you check in with somebody after they've been gone for a while, or maybe even find out how to get a hold of them to contact them while they're gone, to remind them that they're missed and that their presence matters to you, you've just made this a home where all belong. When you hear someone ask a difficult question or express a vulnerable doubt and you respond with affirmation and create space for them to be who they are, you've just made this a home where all belong. When you pick up and hand back a toy that fell loudly on the floor without a judgy look in your eye, when you offer your own story of struggle and solidarity with someone who feels alone, when you hand someone a hymnal that's the right color and open to the right page as you see them fumbling through the books in front of them, when you park a little further away to leave more spots open for the folks that might not get here as quickly as you do, these are all ways that you have just made this a home where all belong. And these are all ways you might find yourself a part of someone else's answer. Why does this feel like a home where all belong to you? You see, God is at work in this place. God is at work through you. Your answers to these questions help reveal how and why I hope you will consider these questions for yourself. They're questions I hope you will hold in your mind as you consider what God will do through your giving in the year to come. In a few weeks, we are going to ask you to share with us your intention for supporting our day-to-day ministry in 2019 so we can plan accordingly. Everything we do here is supported through your giving. We don't receive money from outside entities, so if you know of any outside entities that want to give us money, please let me know. In fact, we send part of what we receive each week out of this place to further work in the world with other Methodist churches so that we can participate in things bigger than any one church could do alone. The needs of our day-to-day ministry have grown in recent years. As our increased activity of ministry, we are doing more now than we've done in decades. There's also just the enormous need in the world around us. I mean, take a look and don't tell me the world needs more of what we're doing here. We also see it because of the growing number of people who call this place home. Last year, 77 households together pledged $186,000 that enabled our day-to-day ministry all year long. And I tell you, we work very hard to do as much as we can with everything that is given. Everything is done with intention. Your leadership oversees our finances with great integrity. In fact, we have ended the last 5 years in the black, never spending more than we've received. We expect this to be the sixth year as well. But this year, our day-to-day ministry needs increased support One of the things about being in a neighborhood like we're in is every once in a while we have someone drop by to let us know there's going to be a change of address. Hey, I'm moving. And we always miss that relationship. This year, one of the families who gave us a here's where I'm going to be living now note happened to be our largest donor family, a family that gave $13,000 a year to our day-to-day ministry. So to even hold our ministry at the same level as this year, we need to see new or increased pledges make up that difference. And I don't think of us as the kind of congregation that just holds things level. No, you see, we're being called to grow and build things with God. We have a vision that God is calling us to that's not about holding level, but of building something new for people to call home. Our visions of deepening our connection as a community, our vision of providing more opportunities and methods for growing spiritually, our vision of dynamically engaging the unique life stories and gifts that are present in our midst and in our community. These visions and the many other ideas that go alongside them, and there are many ideas, they are ready to engage our community and strengthen our foundation as a home where all belong. They are ready for you to be a part of because it matters. And what God is doing through you in this place matters. In ways that I hope you can name in your own life and own experience, as well as see in the lives of those around you. This home where all belong is transforming lives, it's reshaping our community, and it is offering, I believe, the world a glimpse of what God is capable of. That's happening here because of you. When I hear Molly's story of looking for a place to practice values that matter, a place to make a difference and ask her questions, a place she can raise her children, a place that she could be sad and vulnerable during difficult times. When I hear this, and mind you, I hear it from many people in our midst in addition to Molly. When I hear such a longing, I'm actually drawn back to the words you heard us speak during baptism today. Do you promise to live the kind of life that Jesus lived? Such a beautiful question. Because the values, the space for questions, the honesty and integrity in who we are and how we are, the service to others, these are all ways that we as a community seek to live like Jesus. Welcoming all people, working for justice, loving our neighbors, caring for one another, holding each other in prayer. These are ways that we seek to live like Jesus. And that's why we have as much right to the name Christian as anyone. Our congregation offers the world an example of living like Jesus that sadly might seem to challenge some of the very loud contemporary narratives about what Christianity is supposed to look like. But our commitment to love, acceptance, justice, and hope, that commitment is as foundational to Christianity as it gets. And I'm grateful. I am so grateful for that because here in this place with you, I get to love Jesus and welcome the immigrant and the stranger. Here in this place with you, I get to love Jesus and believe in human-caused climate change. Here in this place, I get to love Jesus and advocate for the respect, dignity, and right to exist of the LGBTQ community. Here in this place with you, I can love Jesus and call out bias and racism, not only in society at large, but also in my own life. And my own heart. Here in this place with you, I can love Jesus and speak out against divisive rhetoric and violence. Here in this place with you, I can love Jesus and recognize our responsibility to stand with our Jewish and Muslim brothers and sisters as they are persecuted and maligned for believing what they believe. But the thing that I love most is the fact that in this place, I don't just get to love Jesus and get to do these things. In this place, I am reminded and held accountable that I do all of these things because I love Jesus. That's why we're here. That is what this place is all about. I mean, that's plain enough, isn't it? You're no longer wandering exiles. This kingdom of faith is now your home. You're no longer strangers or outsiders. You belong here. With as much right to the name Christian as anyone, because God is building a home, is taking shape day after day, a holy temple built by God, all of us built into it, a temple in which God is quite at home. Amen.